Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about what drives new construction in Eugene and Springfield.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking about the supply-demand challenge we have in the marketplace, both in the commercial investment and in residential. And what people usually think of when they hear there's a shortage of supply is create more supply. In real estate, that would be construction, new construction.
And it's not a push-button situation when you've identified, oh my God, we don't have enough roosts for all the chickens. You can't just push a button and a new chicken house occurs. I mean, this is a situation that could easily take 6 months to 9 months to even get close to your building permit, let alone pulling together everything that's needed to start swinging hammers or whatever they do when they build things.
Even the most simple task of a single family residence takes a process of about 6 months. They've got to design, they've got to give public notice if it's a new development. There's so much to do before breaking ground. I would say 18 months is the forecast you have to have. I need an area to build in 18 months, then you can do it successfully. But take today's supply challenges and try to respond today with more supply just isn't possible.
No, it really isn't. And on top of that, if you were building, let's say, an apartment complex to satisfy a housing shortage, take advantage of a situation where you will have lots of people being interested in living what you're creating, you have to control the site for that 18-month period of time. And that means you put out a lot of money with the hope that this thing is going to go. Now, the next issue becomes, now that it's 18 months down the road, what are the interest rates doing? Have we started into a declining cycle where you're now going to be paying more interest than what you had anticipated? Your various construction costs, soft costs, as we'd refer to them,
I'm thinking about lumber, timber,
sure,
and the cost that shifts in 18 months. The shift can be significant. So the budget you've set is now not real.
Right. And you may find yourself saying, gee, I can't afford to do that. Now, all of a sudden, that which was in screaming demand is not going to be satisfied. Now, this is just the nature of the beast.
What's difficult is the controls and influences along the way from beginning to end to break ground and be successful in building. We've got to make sure they tie together and they communicate well so a municipality's not shooting the developer in the foot in process and preventing successful additional supply. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.